and this oxygenated blood is circulated throughout your body, through all the veins and arteries, down to the tiniest little capillaries, bathing and soaking and nourishing every cell in your body. You don't even have to think about how to do this. There is an intelligence within your body that takes care of it for you. It breathes your body. It beats your heart. It digests your food. This intelligence enables you to see, to walk, to hold things, to communicate with others, and to love. There are so many things in our lives that we take for granted. We so seldom take time out to be thankful and grateful for the many miracles we have in our everyday lives, and for the miracles that we call our bodies. Too often, we only concentrate on what we do not have. It blesses our future to be thankful for what we do have now. It opens the way for the good to flow in ever-increasing abundance. Let us begin with appreciating the very bed we have slept in all night. Think of how warm and comfortable it has kept your body while you slept and did your dream work and refreshed your mind and your body. Thank your bed. Then bless the furniture in your home that comforts your body and fulfills various necessary functions and conveniences. We all have a favorite piece of furniture. Have you ever thanked it for being there for you? Do that now. Then think of the miracle of the electric light in your home. How wonderful it is to have it. Think of all the things that you can use electricity for. Remember, our appliances are extensions of ourselves, and just as our relationships with other people are more wonderful when we are loving, so it is with the relationships we have with what we call things. Appliances and automobiles do not break down when we are in good space. So mentally thank your refrigerator for being there, for keeping your food fresh for you. Thank your stove for helping you cook all those meals. Now, what else do you have in your kitchen that you can bless with love? Do that now. Now think of that modern miracle called your bathroom. Even kings and queens were not able to experience the conveniences we take for granted only a century ago. So bless the plumbing system that so easily and simply removes the waste products. The hot and cold water that is so readily available to us when we just turn a small knob. The convenience of being able to bathe our bodies whenever we desire. These are all miracles. Bless the radio you listen to and the television that entertains you. Let us be grateful for the telephone that brings us love and communications with people everywhere. bless your mailbox and the postal service that helps us communicate with people all over this planet called Earth. In just a few days' time, it's a miracle that we take for granted. Let us be thankful for the air that we breathe, which is so precious to us, and we take so for granted. When we exhale, we don't even think about where our next breath is coming from. Yet this incredible power that has created us has given us enough breath to last for as long as we shall live. Let us be thankful for the sunshine and the rain. Without the rain, the vegetation would die and we would have a barren planet without beauty or food. Let us be thankful for the wind that clears the skies and the beauty of the moonlight. Bless the vegetation that feeds and nourishes you. Whenever I eat, I bless the food with love, and I thank it for giving its life to nourish me. Now think of the clothing you wear. Think of the infinite choices we have of colors and fabrics to adorn and comfort our bodies. If it is hot, we can choose light, cool clothing. If it is cold, we can choose warm, cozy fabrics to comfort us. Think of the miracle called walking. How wonderful it is to be able to get up and to move to another place by walking. Thank your feet for taking you so many places in the world. Then look at all the other forms of transportation we have to choose from, and be thankful for. There are roller skates, and skateboards, and bicycles, and buses, and trucks, and automobiles, and trains, and aeroplanes, and ships that sail upon the waters. We have our choice, and we take them so for granted. How often have you been angry when your automobile did not perform perfectly? Bless your car with love and be aware of the miracle it is to be able to get into this comfortable piece of machinery that moves you about this planet. With very few manipulations, we move forward to our destination. It's one of our daily miracles. The next time your plane is delayed, release the tendency to be angry. Instead, acknowledge the incredible ability to be able to get into a little metal tube that rises up in the sky and swiftly takes us to another place on this planet. It is one of our safest forms of transportation, and planes need love, just as we do. Let your mind go over the various relationships you have in your life. Bless them all with love, and be thankful for them. They are all your teachers. I know you have special things in your life that you are thankful for. So take a moment to let your mind gently and lovingly move throughout your life